All right, it is Monday Money Minute time once again with Patriot Asset Advisors. Alan Stocker is here. Who are we talking about, sir?
Mike, let's talk about the boss.
John Franks? Oh, Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen.
The one from New Jersey.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, think back to 1969. What was happening in 69, Mike?
I was 6 years old.
You were six.
Yeah.
The major thing going on in the world would have been
Woodstock.
The Vietnam War.
Oh, Woodstock and the Vietnam War. Okay.
So at the age of 19, little Bruce got a draft notice.
Yes.
And he did not want to go.
Yes.
So he's on his way to the recruiting station there and do his physical and those things.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going.
Yeah.
His dad seemed to think that the Army would set Bruce straight.
You're gonna get you away from that guitar, young man.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right. Make a man out of you.
Bruce decided to find a way out of the draft.
Right.
And then pressed on. Made a small living in the bars and the dive bars
New
Jersey area.
Yep.
Put together a couple of albums that did okay. Greetings from Asbury Park and the Wild.
Not too bad.
Yeah. And then he had this one that came up, Born to Run.
Yep, I remember.
Yep.
I was a kid, but I remember.
That got him a little bit famous.
Yep.
So he got him on Time Magazine and Newsweek.
Yep.
Unfortunately, Bruce and the other folks surrounding him decided they were not going to pay taxes. So they get a knock from the IRS.
No, it's more like this. Yeah.
Yeah, they found out Bruce did not pay his taxes, and they wanted a little bit of his flesh.
Right.
So, and then Bruce decided a decade later that he was going to write Born in the USA and try to make amends to his draft dodging days.